Woo-wee, what a week this week. My team back to back top scorers. Thought I'd just kick off the podcast with that. But I'm joined here, as always, with Dan Wood. Dan Wood, I'm sorry that your week was also typical of your season. You didn't score the least points, though. You have that going for you.
Yeah, I mean, for this 88 is respectable in my book this season, you know, if it's out of the 70s. But yes, I think for
If you
both of
didn't
our
add
teams,
that
that
in
is
my
points
book
to both.
part, the in my book part was an important qualifier in that.
Well, listen, I was getting doubled up for most of the weekend, so I'm just glad my name is still my name.
Yeah, I thought you for sure were going to get doubled up, but I mean, Dalton Kincaid is the savior. Man, your bench quarterback didn't even do good.
Yeah, my team's not very good, but we'll get to
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry. We can
that.
start with, well, yeah, let's jump right into the tiers. So, top tier as laid out and could be changed. I think I have, there's some arguments to be made about the top tiers, but they're nice and even at four apiece. Top tier being Teddy, myself, Don, Mike. Second tier being Silman, Vegas, Sam, and Tori. And the last tier being Utah, the Lucky Ducks, Bazooka Sharks, and yourself. So
Myself,
nice and easy, four
not the
teams
listener's
per
self.
tier. The field is starting to balance itself out as it does around this time of the year. We have 4 weeks left until the playoffs, four games left. And the top three spots by record. Again, by record, not necessarily power rankings, is myself, Milkshake Teddy, and Beef Train. With Milkshake Teddy scoring 150 more points than us, so he's about a week ahead of us. You'd think we had a bye week, but we did not. He just has scored that much more than us.
Right.
So the question is, does he remain the number one seed? Beat the Lucky Ducks. Only put up 110, but it's still over 100 points.
Yeah, I mean,
But
it's clearly still a good team. I mean, having Jahmyr Gibbs playing like that is, I mean, like if he keeps playing like that throughout the rest of the season, they're even stronger. Because, I mean, he was winning games when Jahmyr Gibbs was putting up eight. So, I mean, there's weaknesses. I mean, Thielen and Moore, you know, have been inconsistent, at least Thielen as of late. He started off strong, but I mean, it's still a good team.
And Jaylen Warren is
I
now evenly splitting the carries.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of time before it's his backfield, you got to imagine. And I mean, look what he's doing even with the split. So even if he keeps a split, I mean, he's a, you know, on a lot of other teams might be starting.
Well, looking at his schedule up ahead, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Arizona, New England, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, finishing with Seattle. Cincinnati just gave up a stupid amount of points to Devin Singletary, who
Say with scorn.
I had for 2 weeks and decided to drop, but it's fine. I wasn't going to start him, kind of like Don didn't start him. Though if he would have, he would be sitting with a high score right now, I think. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't watch all of Kyler Murray's comeback, speaking of Roy Jones, but playing Kyler Murray in his first week back, I guess he kind of had to. He was kind of forced into it, but did you watch any of that game? I didn't see him playing. I don't know if he looked like mid-season form or not, but
Looking at the stat line, I would say it's kind of the Kyler Murray that I feel like ended before he got hurt. I remember him not being as great. Well, that might not be true. Put up 26 points against Chargers. Yeah, last year he had a streak of 18, 18, 17, 25, 20. So he put up 18 this week. I'd say that's the floor of Kyler Murray, with
so
the
I guess,
opportunity to put up 20, 30 points.
Yeah, so if he's about to have a, like, you know, Kirkland brand Jalen Hurts as his quarterback, and his running backs are putting up 20 apiece, and his wide receivers are putting up 25 apiece, and he's got Mark Andrews.
Is the best team in the league? Kyler Murray's first team in the playoffs is the 49ers.
Is the best team in the league?
You're going to let Don think he has the best team in the league?
It's a good team.
St. Brown. Giving him St. Brown did not help anybody except him.
Well, it helped him. That's why that's why he now might be the best team in the league. I'm just saying. There's an argument here to be made. He's one game behind you. He's one game behind Teddy. He's game ahead of Mike.
I think he might fall into the issue that Mike had and starting the wrong quarterback or running back.
He's literally like he's got a great team. You. He's a point overall behind you.
I know.
The season. No, that's not true. He's 99 points ahead of you. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody has more or less points for us than me except Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I lose one more and he wins one more, he is ahead of me in the rankings for sure. But
not now?
Right now, I'm the back-to-back scoring leader. Which I think says something. I put myself ahead of him last week to just piss him off, and then I outscored him by 4 points. And his argument is going to be, what, he didn't have Raheem Mostert?
I mean, listen, you knocked out the top team. You are tied for the lead in record, back-to-back top scoring leaders. I will be willing to put you first this week. I give you that. The power ranking
is obviously the power. If we're being objective, I do think that Mike still has the best team. As you saw in the post game presser.
Well, yeah, but he's 5-5.
If he would have Tyreek Hill,
5-5.
Well, that's just because he's a bad coach. He has a good team. He just doesn't start the right people ever.
Okay, well, I mean, like, the Cowboys exist. I know all about this. I mean, just, you know, this isn't a roster ranking.
I mean, it kind of is.
I mean, it is until it isn't. That's all I'm saying. Like,
put up more points than Don.
If we're doing this, we're going to ride the number one in the power rankings all the way till he misses the playoffs. Like, that's
talking Teddy? Sense.
No, I'm talking about Mike. He's 5-5. Oh. I mean, like, it's not guaranteed. We're saying Mike has the best team, but he's going to miss the playoffs. Like, at some point, you got to translate this roster to wins. And like you said, he's a bad coach.
Well, we can put Don at the top, just so I don't have to hear about it. So I was just,
you know, advocating for different points of view, you know, for content, really, mostly.
I mean, okay, let's dissect my team. Because we've talked about Don's team. We've talked about Mike's team a little bit. I guess we still have to dive into Mike's more. But Herbert is a strong quarterback. He is rushing upside, not as much as somebody like Lamar Jackson or the other guy that runs all the time. Oh, Joshua Dobbs? How about that?
That's not where I thought you were going, but okay. Josh
Allen? That's not where I thought I was going either. But then I thought of the second highest rusher of the season right now, and that's Josh Dobbs.
Okay, well,
I was thinking Jalen Hurts, but
I was about to say, well, he's not on your roster, so move on. But he is. He's right there. He scored 26 points. So yes,
yeah,
so you got.
Two I picked him. I know he's going to be great. Josh Jacobs. I think Josh Jacobs is. He's got a decent schedule coming up. His playoff schedule is decent. Yeah, I think he plays middle of the road teams. But the new coach is going to ride him till he dies, and that's what he wants to do.
I'm scared with all his next four games, five probably minus the bye, so 6 weeks. I'd be scared of them going behind multiple scores and not running the ball anymore. Miami, KC, a bye, Minnesota, Chargers, KC again. I mean, they're going to lose all those games by 20 points. Unless
I think they're still going to give it to them.
Unless they're going to play differently without Josh McDaniels there, which I get it, because that dude's like a penis, but
I was seeing articles that they're going to focus Josh Jacobs, which, I mean, you might be right. They might be chasing points. You might not be getting it, but he's gonna get at least 20 carries a game. That I feel confident about. Up to 30. So, yeah, I think his floor is RB2, but his ceiling is RB1 on the week. Rashad White is super inefficient, but as long as they keep throwing him the ball, he's going to do great. And his schedule after San Francisco, Indianapolis, Carolina, Atlanta, the Packers, I don't think have a good rush defense, but they might have a good pass defense.
I don't know.
So, I mean, Rashad White is decent. Keenan Allen is...
Well, that was the first game in a while. He started out hot.
Oh, yeah, but he's been
off there. But he's, I mean, peppered with targets. I'll take 14 targets all day, obviously. But yeah, then it's that grouping of like...
Yeah, he's got a tough schedule. Like
pretty good wide receivers, but nobody amazing. Dalton Schultz.
He's got a pretty good playoff schedule, though. Dalton Schultz is doing what I need. I mean, he could do better, but...
I mean, your team is...
He's doing what I need him to do.
Good, but I think Dons has higher upside. I think Dons has higher ceiling. Like, Mark Andrews had a down week, but like he's capable of putting up huge games. Mike Evans and the Sun God did put up huge games. You know, Eckler can get 35 points a game with how they use him. You know, Kyler can put up 40 points a game. Justin Herbert's not going to put up.
Yeah, and I'd say the schedule favors Eckler over Herbert.
I mean, he's got to figure out his flex because I don't know what they're doing with Aaron Jones. I guess he had a bunch of people on a bye, but I mean,
that's the thing. Like, he's going to start Aaron Jones or Raheem Mostert with Achane coming back. Daryl Henderson, he's going to presumably drop here soon.
I mean, he's got Debo. He got Debo sitting on the bench. Like, you know, he's got people to slot in. I don't know. We really got to commit. Like I said, I'd be willing to put you on top simply because, I mean, 2 weeks in a row of top scoring is not nothing. You know, it's a power ranking. That's tops. That's highest power.
I'd say let's make Don prove it. Let's make Don prove it. If he outscores me in week 11, he can have the number one spot. Unless Mike blows everybody else out of the water. Well, but even then, he's 6-5. Well, yeah. I think whoever scores the highest of Mike, myself, Don, or, I mean, even Teddy. I'll throw Teddy in there.
Yeah, I mean...
Of those four teams, whoever scores the highest in a given week might take the top of the power rankings. So, yeah, I'll give Don to... I haven't looked at Teddy's team in a while. I mean, yeah, he's got Jalen Hurts.
He's also 7-3.
He's struggling on the tight end front. Yeah, and wide receivers. But yeah.
I mean, it's top heavy, but it's like really top heavy. To where, like, it's going to win you games. You know, with Hurts, McCaffrey, and Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, that's like 100 points a game starting, then the rest.
In Dallas defense, who's averaging Well, I guess they're not averaging a lot. They're just number one because they have 100 points in three games.
I mean, yeah, when they're big, they're big. Yeah. Yeah, they stomp bad teams and can't beat good teams. Dallas Cowboy football.
But I guess just for comparison to the Cowboys, the first time they played the Giants, they scored 47 points. The second time, they only scored 13 points.
But still had a 68-point, I think, point differential over two games. It was the highest it's ever been in a two-game, same season, same team, point differential. Anyways,
yeah. not to which break. Is why Saquon Barkley is not on my team. Because the Giants
he's on losing teams, correct. So,
I'm going to say myself, Don, Mike, and Teddy. I think his downfall's coming. I mean, I guess I've been saying that the entire season.
Yeah, we've been saying that
since
we got called out in like week two, and he's been like winning ever since.
So maybe we should put him number one, and then he'll get crushed.
I mean, I do think his roster's top heavy. He's got to either get some wide receivers that are going to score or have these people get back into form. The Panthers, I don't have a lot of faith in. We'll see what DJ Moore does once Justin Fields gets healthy. But
oh, man, his tight ends schedule in the league is soft. He's got Sam, Bazooka Sharks at 3-7, you, and Norman.
You. Yeah, that's
you're garbage.
That's an easy ride.
And you've already sold it.
That's an easy ride.
All right, we'll put him four. If he scores high, he can come back up. Now the conversation. Just we owe it to Sam to look at his team. See if he does belong in the upper echelon with the 7-3 record. Because he's got Joe Burrow. Javonte Williams is crushing it. Cortland Sutton's on a touchdown streak. He's got six touchdowns in the last seven games.
Yeah, but he's...
He's got... he's got
rough. Broncos are not good. This was an anomaly. The Broncos aren't good.
The Broncos beat Buffalo. They beat Kansas City.
They lost it like everybody else.
They're beating the good teams, though. They're figuring something out. They looked good. They didn't look great.
Javonte Williams looked good. It was encouraging. Yeah, Cortland Sutton had the nice touchdown. I still don't think they're good.
But, okay, fine. Take Cortland Sutton out. He's got Justin Jefferson coming back maybe this week. He's got the T. Higgins when he comes back.
Yeah, Goff and Burrow's a nice matchup combo. Yeah, back to the Eagles defense after Cincinnati. I mean, he has a good team. I don't know if I see a top-tier team talent-wise across the board.
I think we all own top tier. I mean, because it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest. We're gonna give him number five, right? He gets number five.
I think he's number five. What tier he's in, I think, is debatable. I mean, again, he's seven.
Which I think doesn't matter because 80% of the league doesn't listen to this. So, I am going to put him in the top tier because nobody else can see this document. I did it wrong. Whoops.
What are you doing? Oh, this is now you're butchering it.
I got it. It's
you're
fine.
You're not even in the right. No, this is the.
Whatever. Oops. Whatever.
Anyways, okay. I mean.
So
I
now we're down to Silverman, Vegas, and Torrey.
Which
now are these all well? Torrey lost another one to Sylvan, right? Oh no, wait, that's week 14. I gotta go back. 41. So he's up to 4-7 now.
Three and seven.
What am I looking at?
He finally scored what he should be scoring, or at least what we've talked about all year. Even though some of the people who should have, you know, should be doing better, Devontae Adams, Sam Laporta, didn't.
Oh, he was 2-7. That's what happened. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Carry on. I was trying to trade him some keepers and then realized that he has Sam Laporta and somebody else that's like a stupid good keeper. Tajay Spears, who's going to lead the Tennessee backfield soon.
Yeah, but is that a backfield we want to lead?
Someday. I mean,
the only reason Derrick Henry is good because Derrick Henry. Tajay Spears is not Derrick Henry.
So let's see. Quarterback. I feel like it's hit or miss. I mean, I guess Sam Howell has been killing it, but.
Sam Howell's like the passing leader in the NFL. I believe.
He's number three fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, at least I think all purpose yards. He's the number one in the league.
And he has the Giants next week, but then he has Dallas. So week 12 will be rough.
In Dallas. That's Thanksgiving.
One loss away from getting knocked out of the playoffs? Maybe two?
I think Torrey's out of the playoffs.
If everything goes his way, like, he could make it, but...
He would need help.
What a bummer.
I would say one more loss and he's definitely not going to do it.
But he doesn't have the poop. He hasn't been scored the most against.
He finally
that honor goes to Mike.
He finally gave the crown away once you stomped Mike. Yes, yeah, stomped it strong.
Nice. Put up a massive score on a equally high score, similarly high score. Silliman, how do we feel about Silliman? I feel like
he was our third ranked person last week, and then put up kind of a dud. He'd been doing real well up to this. So I don't know what to. I don't know.
ETN only having 9 carries is a change that is not helpful.
Well, I mean, they're with the clamps on them. That was nuts.
Yeah, his bench is 2 more quarterbacks and Zeke, and then Tank Dell. Which I mean, Tank Dell's good, but I feel like you never know when he's going to be great.
Yeah,
like, sure, the last 2 weeks, he's been great, but...
Yeah, Nico Collins
is
there.
He's either... Like,
constant.
He's either 14 or over or under 7. And it's about 50-50 this year, so... He could be good. Jets defense is great. James Conner came back, but now with Kyler Murray also back, like... That's going to be like James Conner last year, which is solid RB2 status.
Which is where he's on the team. Solid. So, I mean, that's not, you know, crazy.
That's true.
I mean, I do think this roster is better than Torrey's.
Yeah.
So
I would give him over Torrey.
I mean, I think this is an off week for him, I guess. Like, the rest of the teams that we're about to put under him score down here a lot. You know, like I said,
but
you know, Diggs is going to put up
4. We're deciding between him and Vegas, and Vegas just beat him by 30 points. So I think we might have to put Vegas, especially if CeeDee Lamb keeps fucking doing what CeeDee Lamb's doing.
Well, he won't.
Actually, if you look at Vegas's team, it's amazing that he got 20 points. He got 50 between Kittle and Lamb.
But that's also, I mean, I like, he has, a you know, he has players that played below what they should. You know, Puka Nacua is on a bye. DeAndre Swift's on a bye. Like, some of his starters are on the bench. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we have to put...
You put up 112 on one of your strongest bye weeks. That's not terrible.
I would argue for Vegas over Jake just because of the... If you were a close game, sure, we can still give it to Jake, but I think Vegas has to have it with 30 points. And Vegas was struggling with a bye week, whereas Jake only had two on a bye, which arguably he would have still started Deshaun Watson or possibly even Russ, who knows. So he wasn't hampered by buys, but he still put up a dud. So I think Vegas, Jake, Torrey.
I would agree.
Going to the bottom tier.
Bottom bitches.
Utah has not won a game since week 5.
Correct. 5 in a row. 5 up, 5 down. Which,
yeah.
And I was looking back at this. Still, I don't think matches Sam's 2021 slide. He lost like...
I don't remember it completely, but I remember...
Go look back at I think it was 2021. Yeah, Sam won his first like 3 in a row, I believe, and then didn't win again until like week 11. It was something outrageous. Like he killed somebody's dog or something, and then just like never won again. It's crazy. Anyways.
Yeah, well, who do you think? Are you thinking Ducks or Utah next? I'm going to pull up the 2021 season and take a look at Sam.
I still think Utah has a paper decent team. Calvin Ridley's stock's going down. Chris Godwin's stock has always been not great. Jake Ferguson's stock's going up. But like Chuba Hubbard's on a bad offensive team. Josh Allen should be able to carry teams. He didn't last night, obviously. But Peter Robinson and Tony Pollard, have potential there. But again, there's a reason they're down the bottom because they haven't been hitting that potential. But I think on paper is still a good roster.
Okay. I'll join in that conversation, but I have the stats from 2021. Sam won the first 4 games, scoring over 100 points in each of those games, then lost the next 9 games.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Until the playoffs, only scoring over 100 points in the last 2 of those games. Finishing the season 4-9. That is even more incredible than I remember.
Just the craziest shit. Yes. So we're not even. Oh, and
that was that's when he ended with the All Broncos team.
That's about right.
Deontay Spencer.
So really, Utah has just crested the halfway point of that losing streak. And still hasn't won in 5 weeks. But so as far as who's got the better team, I think they're pretty close. I think that Lucky Ducks has better running backs. I don't know. They're close. Jamar Chase may break the tie.
Yeah, if Mahomes plays like Mahomes.
But again, kind of hasn't
been. She's got to stop starting Christian Watson. Just stop it.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't be rostered, I don't think. TBH. But.
It's a flex over in Tony. I mean, if you're trying for that upside against the number one or the. Yeah, I guess number one ranked team. Not power rankings, but scheduling points. You kind of have to, but yeah, I feel like Ducks has to have it over. I mean, Norman, I haven't looked at Norman's team in a while, but we called them trash before they started their downfall, and they have proved it.
They weren't trash. They just were winning close games with low scores a lot. And
okay, yes. Trash is aggressive, but they're trash.
Like in weeks 1 through 5, 93 would have won them a lot of those games. It didn't get in the game this time. But again, I mean, like,
I don't know. Look at Bazooka Sharks.
Wait, you bring the Sharks into this?
I mean, I'm just looking at everybody down there. Sharks have Cup and Kelsey. Stafford's coming back. DK. So two good wide receivers. The best tight end in the game. Breece Hall, Jerome Ford. That's where it gets questionable. Dak Prescott.
Hello.
Dak Prescott keeps putting this up.
I know.
Yeah, I'm very fine. Dak's going to be falling soon. I mean, to 20 points, but still falling.
Yeah, I think that the Ducks have the strongest running back room of that group.
I would agreed. Give
the wide receiver edge. Yeah, not the Sharks. You suck.
Not Norman.
Maybe also the Ducks?
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's got to be the Ducks.
I think Ducks are next. And just looking at Norman, like, who? Waddle? I mean, again,
it's weird.
Josh Allen might do better with a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. Now, I mean, because he wasn't putting up bad points. They weren't a bad offense. It's kind of like somebody had to take a fall for that embarrassing loss and you just pick somebody because they weren't bad. But yeah, the running backs on paper should be really good. And I just, it's weird that they're not better than that. Peter Robinson, you know, finally had a game, but overall, Tony Pollard's been kind of a disappointment. Even in their high scoring offense, he's not.
Kind of?
I don't know.
Kind of a disappointment?
Well, I mean, his first 3 or 4 weeks were pretty good. He was the
first three weeks.
Yeah.
First 3 weeks, he averaged 17 points.
Yeah, he was.
After like that, he scored over 8 points one time.
Yeah. So, yeah, your first inclination when you look at his team is like, oh, he's got great running backs. But he doesn't really. He had great running backs coming out of the draft. And same with like
weeks two and three, he touched the ball. He had 23, 25 attempts. He doesn't have more than 15 outside of those two games.
Yeah, they started putting in Dak's hands a lot more. And, I mean, getting Rico Dowdle involved, he's been kind of the Zeke role to it. Like, if they could keep going with that, but.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Sharks over Norman.
Bold take. But again, weeks, five straight losses. I don't know. I mean, I may agree to disagree, but I see where you're coming from. And also, it's
Sharks outscored Norman this week.
It's also an argument between 10th and 11th place. So
that's true. We probably shouldn't spend as much time as we have.
Yeah, how much stock are we really going to put in this?
But I'm just going back a couple weeks. And, okay. Sharks outscored Norman the last 2 weeks. 3 weeks ago, Norman put up 125 points. They just played Mike, who put up 129. Which was a bummer for them. And then, do we want to talk? Oh, man, they put up 60 points when they started their downfall.
Yeah, we can look at my team. So, Trevor Lawrence, again, the clamps. We talked about the clamps. So, yeah, they played San Fran, did nothing. Najee Harris, to be fair, 2 straight weeks in double digits. Way to go, champ. Nice job, sport. You know, not too shabby there. Yeah, the rest of my team really sucks, except if the Saints quarterback misses time, Chris Olave might be a league winner. You never know.
That's true. I debated about sending you a last minute trade request for Chris Olave for that reason. But yeah, I mean, even with if you had not traded St. Brown away, you would have still gotten beat by like 20 points. Because, yeah, man, Trevor Lawrence just unfortunate disappointment.
I mean, he's been pretty good up to this point. I would say, I mean, like just, you know, high floor, low ceiling kind of thing. Not quite where I drafted him, but this is, I mean, you know, you don't.
How many times do you think he scored over 20 points?
Well, I mean, because I'm staring right at it, it's one time. But also, how many times has he scored in like single digits? This would be the second time.
Twice.
Right. So
more times than he's scored over 20.
Yes, his average is like 15 points, and the standard deviation is nothing because all the games are like 17, 15, 14, 15, 17. So, I mean, you know, is that good? No. Is it bad?
No.
No.
He's the 18th overall quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty bad.
I have two quarterbacks on my team that do better than that. I think Jake has three quarterbacks. I think all three of Jake's quarterbacks.
Should I cut him? Should I just drop him?
No one's going to pick him up. I can tell you that much. If they do, then I might beat them, and it'd be dope. Yeah, Deshaun Watson would be great if he didn't score negative 2 points against Indy, but he only had five attempts in that game, so that shouldn't count.
I'm really hoping whoever comes in is the new – I mean, it's a good opportunity for both Gabe Davis and Dalton Kincaid with a new offensive coordinator. Like, if one of them, you know, steps out, it could be a new role. You never know. So – could be keeper candidates, could be some spoiler candidates coming down the wire here, but having two Bills with the new OC, you never know. Curtis Samuel was a desperation play. That was stupid. An idiot. Yeah, my defense did pretty well. It's like that.
Oh, never know. Like, if you're, I mean, I don't think you'll get dead last in the league. Well, what's your schedule like? You play Torrey. There's 2-3-7s this coming week. Barn you got a chance.
Then I got Utah. Hello. Okay. Ooh, then Teddy in 13. Then the Sharks in 14. That's like three of the four
Man,
worst.
If you had a good record, league. This would have been dope.
Yeah, well, I'm not good. So, yeah, I still think my team is probably the worst in the league. A lot of disappointment still. I'll just keep shuffling around deck chairs and Titanic trying to find people, but
so then looking at teams and records, what do you think is minimum games to win to make the playoffs this year? I'm gonna say you'll need 7 wins to make the playoffs.
I think that's probably about right. The parity this year has been pretty good. I mean, nobody's crazy far bad or crazy far good. So it's going to stay fairly tightly packed, I think, the rest of the season. So I think that's about right. I think teams above 500 have a decent chance of getting in.
Yeah, I think the top 5 teams in the standings right now, well, yeah. I mean, I guess Sam will probably make the playoffs.
I wouldn't guarantee a spot for anybody. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing a spot for anybody, but I wouldn't be confident outside of 7-3. I mean,
about
500. That's not comfortable. You got 4 teams at 5-5 breathing down your neck if you're Don, and you're sitting in 4th place. So, I mean, he's one of those games flipped from being in the mire of 5-5 teams all the way down to 8. So, any one of those teams from 4 to really 9, Lucky Ducks can make it a run. have a chance.
I'm going to say Jake has the hardest strength of schedule left, so he might be out. He's got me, Don, and Mike the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Vegas. Yeah, Vegas has Sam, I think me at some point. Vegas has the Lucky Ducks. See, Vegas has a decent schedule. They can pull it off. Me, Sam, Lucky Ducks, and Mike. I'm going to say it's the top five teams. And yeah, Vegas or Jake will be. I think it's. Yeah, our top six in the power rankings, I think, will make the playoffs. Me, Don, Mike, Teddy, Sam, Vegas. We're just looking at week one. Not that close. Well, kind of close. All right. Looking forward to next week. Game of the week. Jake and my game will have some implications. Sam and Teddy, though, it's 2-7-3 teams.
Yeah, it's a big game.
That's a big game. I don't think either team. Sam's team. Nobody's going to be like super affected by it. Actually, yeah, Sam doesn't have a tight end next week. Bummer.
Yeah, I think but, yeah, that matchup. Yeah, you and Solomon and Mike and Vegas are the big three. I mean, Mike and Vegas, that's, you know, that's really like we're talking about a battle for sort of that last playoff spot. And, you know, while you're in a better position, you know, Philemon's also fighting for that last playoff spot. And like I said, nothing's guaranteed for you, you know, if you were to lose out.
Oh, Mike is going to be struggling with running backs this week, though. After this week, then his team will be at full strength. So Vegas really has to take advantage of it. Don's going to stomp Norman. You and Tori, that could be a battle. Or I think Tori might get his fourth win. Push you further in the basement. Maybe Bazooka Shark to follow.
Yeah, I got the Bills are playing the Jets, so that's gonna really stink. Yeah.
I think just looking at my game versus Jake, I feel like I have a good advantage with who's playing who. I mean, Jake has ETN playing Tennessee, which is a great defense. Mixon playing Baltimore. Diggs playing the Jets. Connor playing Houston. Jazz playing Buffalo with a new offensive coordinator and super pissed off.
I could see Diggs popping off. I could see one of the reasons that they did move on after yesterday was he had like four targets, like 35 yards. You know, the games they win are the ones where he's getting like 10 targets for 115, you know, two. So we'll see. I still see him, unless Sauce Gardner shuts him down. But.
Well, last time the Bills played the Jets, they lost, but Diggs had 13 targets for 100 yards and a touchdown. So Sauce did not shut him down first time.
Well, and that also goes to prove, I guess,
this game is in Buffalo. Goes to prove.
It goes to prove that, like, he can get away with playing the Jets defense and Stephon Diggs at the same time. Like in a lot of cases, you know, one of those is going to have a lid put on it by the other one doing well. But if Diggs can get,
that's true.
You know, 100 yards on a defense and also
three.
Yeah. So that's not necessarily a deal breaker, even though it does make it tougher to have a higher ceiling, which
I cannot imagine Josh Allen turning over. I feel like he doesn't turn over the ball a lot two games in a row.
Well, he's been the leader.
I could be wrong about that.
Every year since he entered the league, but I think he does.
But he'll do a game like this game where he has three turnovers. Let's see. Three interceptions the first time against the Jets, then none. Yeah. He averages an interception a game. And he's fumbled it four times.
Yeah, it's not great.
Man, remember when he fumbled it against the Vikings last year? That was dope. Okay, well, we're starting to ramble, but again, I think Don is the only one to listen to this, so I look forward to hearing him talk some shit this week about me being put ahead of him in the rankings again. We'll see if I get any comments on this post-game presser. I thought I would get more by bringing him back, but I don't know. I'm just trying to get some people to talk in this league.
Yeah,
which I tried to get a bunch of people to trade in this league, and I was guilty of not trading myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, raise your hand if you executed a trade this year.
You could have done better, but that's coming from somebody who didn't do.
I traded.
Yeah,
coming like 3 weeks removed from a 10-minute rant about it.
I knew I should have traded Sam our 14th round picks. Just so I could say I executed the trade.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to shit on you like this, so.
I know. I fucked up. Yeah, I don't know. There's just nobody that really stood out. And what I should have done is got St. Brown from you. I fucked that up and let Don do it. And it might be my downfall.
Yep, you waited too long.
So well played, Don. I'll give you credit if you listen to it all the way through. Anything else to the ad for the good of Don and anybody else?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to seeing how things shake out down the stretch. I think there are a lot of teams that could do well in the playoffs. Like I said, there's a ton of parity. It's not like one team's run away with it. So I think it's going to be an interesting finish and some surprises.
4 weeks left. Nobody clinched it yet. And we will, I think this week we'll tell some stories, but I think nobody will clinch until 2 weeks at the earliest. But when they do, you'll hear it here on the Rebirth Podcast. For Dan Wood, I'm Steve Gang, and see you later.
Deuces.